Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day to look back at our history and the tangled issue of race in that history, because it is the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. Many people off work, many people taking a look at where we stand, at the progress we've made, at progress we haven't made. We will be speaking to Juan Williams coming up, and Juan Williams will be asking him about a new, what's called a shock poll, and it's a poll by reputable sources, by The Economist and YouGov, where they asked people if they supported the idea of a national holiday, a federal holiday in honor of Martin Luther King. And amazingly, fewer people support that poll, support that idea of a King holiday today than supported it back in 1983 when it became a federal holiday, when President Reagan signed the legislation and it was passed overwhelmingly with Republican support. Why has support for the holiday gone down? We'll also be speaking about that with Ben Jealous, who is a former head of the NAACP. He says part of the problem is what he calls the three big lies about racism in America. We will get to that. There is a also new information about another less serious American obsession, the obsession with UFOs. There have been more than 360 new UFO cases that have been reported to U.S. intelligence agencies since 2021. And yet, when people are actually looking at the documents and what the federal government is saying about UFOs, people are very sure and writing about it that none of these sightings involve any kind of alien visitation. How can they be so sure? We will get to that. We will also get to something that could be every bit as destructive and disturbing and unsettling as an alien visitation from another galaxy that would actually destroy the United States and wreck our economy. We're talking about the failure to raise the debt ceiling and the potential of a U.S. default. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has said that we actually will hit our debt ceiling, barring some extraordinary shuffling around of money, which they're planning to do. We could hit that this week or next week or anytime soon. So what does that mean, and why are people so hysterical about it? Or is this just an attempt to manipulate public opinion? We will get to that issue as well. And there's more about the direction of the Republican Party. Is the Republican Party coming back with a new resolution and power? They just took over the House. Or is the Republican Party out of gas and out of ideas and out of leadership? Kellyanne Conway has an interesting piece about that. And she says, yeah, Trump can win in 2024. And it makes it sound like she worked for President Trump. She was his campaign manager in 2016. But can he win? She says, well, he can, but there's a catch. And we will cover that catch right here on The Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. There is a new statue that was dedicated formally today that is supposed to commemorate the love between Coretta Scott King, who was such a gracious lady and such a picture of strength and helping to hold our country together in a very noble and selfless way after the assassination of her husband. And this is supposed to be a statue that is meant to symbolize the love between Coretta Scott King and Martin Luther King. And it's supposed to recreate the experience of her hugging him when he won the Nobel Peace Prize. They were hugging each other. And it is shaped vaguely like a heart. It looks like an alien visitation that we were talking about before. It's a very strange-looking statue, and it's planted in Boston, which is where Coretta Scott King met Dr. Martin Luther King. We tell that story in my book, God's Hand on America. And she was studying music as a soprano. She was studying classical vocal music. And Dr. King was in graduate school in theology and philosophy and at the Boston University. And that's where they met. That's why this is there. It is placed on Boston Common. And there are no faces. There are no heads. They're just these arms wrapping each other. This is the way that it was reported in CBS Boston locally on the new MLK statue and what it is supposed to mean. Clip 6.
Today is the big day that we've all been waiting for, where we don't just get to see over the fence, we actually get to see behind the fence to the Embrace Monument. It'll be the first new monument in the Boston Common in more than 30 years. The 22-foot sculpture is located near the Parkman Bandstand, where in 1965, MLK Jr. led the first civil rights march in the Northeast from Roxbury to here. The Embrace memorializes the hug Dr. King shared with his wife, Coretta, after he won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1964. Organizers say it symbolizes the couple's time and presence in the city where they met while attending college. The nonprofit Embrace Boston raised $8 million to create the sculpture and an additional $2.5 million to preserve it.
The Embrace is also in the shape of a heart, and so our logo is the aerial view, the side view. It's a heart, and so we want one of the messages that stay in people's mind, that this is one of the few memorials in this country that is rooted on the story of a black family, black love.
Okay, the monument is sort of bronze color. It's metallic. And again, no faces, but it looks almost at one point as if there's a big snake that is being strangled here. It's an extremely unusual monument, and you can walk underneath the arms, but again, no faces, no heads. The Martin Luther King III spoke at the statue unveiling yesterday, 6.5.
This is such an amazing and wonderful occasion. We are honored to participate in the unveiling of the Embrace Boston Memorial. It is a great pleasure to be a part of this unveiling ceremony for the memorial, which truly signifies the bonds of love shared by my parents, Martin Luther King Jr. and Coretta Scott King. And whenever I've come to Boston in the past, I've always felt a powerful bond of solidarity with this first great American city. Of course, it is the city where my parents met and fell in love and decided to create a family. And in a way, I owe my very existence to Boston as the place my parents found each other.
And that goes on. We will be speaking with Ben Jealous, who is the former head of the NAACP. He's also a professor of practice at University of Pennsylvania and author of a new book called Never Forget Our People Were Always Free. Coming up on The Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. We'll be right back.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Michael Medved Show. I've known about Ben Jealous for years. He's a very prominent civil rights leader. He was the youngest ever national president of the NAACP. He is somebody who today is the CEO for People for the American Way. He's actually been involved with the Sierra Club as a leader. What I didn't know about Ben Jealous before his new book. And the new book is called Never Forget Our People Were Always Free. And it's already drawing great praise and great attention. But what I didn't know was about what complicated and fascinating family background he had. And one of the things you find out in this book is that Ben is a cousin of Dick Cheney, Thomas Jefferson, yes, and Robert E. Lee. And he's also one of the more prominent black American leaders in the country. Mr. Jealous, it is a pleasure to speak to you, and congratulations on the book.
Thank you, Brother Medved. It's great to be on with you.
Well, I appreciate it. And again, you tell so many family stories. And I was thinking of the tremendous popularity of Roots, which is one of those books that really changed the country and changed attitudes all over the country. How is it that your family, for so many generations, going back to slavery and before the Civil War, obviously, how is it that your family was able to preserve so many detailed records about so many extraordinary and colorful characters?
You know, it's a great question. I was blessed, first of all, to have a grandmother. She just passed in August. She lived to be 105.
Wow.
And I was the grandchild who spent the most time in her kitchen listening to her stories. Prior generations, it had been the women, and they handed down these stories. You know, but I also got a lot of help, you know, from researchers at Harvard, from Henry Louis Gates Jr., DNA. He spent 2 years with my DNA to figure out the story behind the meaning of the book, which really kind of blew me away. But, you know, I start the book, one of the early chapters, with a woman who I met at a conference, Michael. And, you know, it was after the cocktails. There was wine during dinner. I probably was a little bit more candid than I would normally be. And we quickly got to a place. I was talking to her husband. I said, yeah, I think your wife's family used to own my mama's family. And then they switched seats, and she scrutinized me. And all of a sudden, this very genteel, you know, Virginia lady accent, she said, come here, baby, give me a hug. I always knew I had black family. And that just opened up a window. And Henry Louis Gates Jr. would later confirm that we were, in fact, cousins. We both descend from Thomas Jefferson's grandma, and from several other people in common, and also on that line is Robert E. Lee. You know, a core conviction of my book is that we really have to recognize that we are just one, not just one human family, I think we all get that academically, but really in a much more immediate way, one American family, and we need to start acting like it. Now, I'm not the only civil rights leader, by the way, who, you know, has kind of surprised family connections. Strom Thurmond's a cousin to Al Sharpton.
really?
John McCain. Yeah, John McCain, whose family had a huge plantation in Mississippi. The McCain Plantation in West Point is a big plantation. I know several civil rights leaders who are related to John McCain, including Merle Evers.
Wow.
You know, and so it's just, you know, the American family tree, those of us who come from old families, is much more of a family braid. You know, the fact that both Dick Cheney and I, our cousins, and Barack Obama and Dick Cheney are distant cousins, led David Gregory on Meet the Precious to look at me. We were kind of on a commercial break. He's like, ain't he like every black person's cousin? I was like, I'm certain that's not how Vice President Cheney thinks of himself, but I get your point.
Okay. The point that you make, and it is something that you learned from your grandmother, Mamie Todd Bland, is this saying, which is the title of the book, Never Forget Our People, We're Always Free. You have three big lies that you are meaning to puncture in this book. And the first one is that it's always been this way, that slavery is eternal, that racism is eternal, it's inevitable, and basically nothing you can do to put an end to racism. You say that's not true.
No, that's right. You know, there was a time when I was president of the NAACP, I was flying from Atlanta to Memphis, and sitting next to a man with a Confederate flag over his heart, which is kind of an awkward pairing, right? The two of us sitting there.
You should have cited your cousin Robert.
Yeah, right? Well, it turned out, you know, he and I got in this whole conversation about affirmative action, and I thought, well, you know, what it did for white women, that by large, you know, by far the biggest beneficiaries. And he's like, yeah, but... He said, you don't understand. He's like, I'm the anomaly in my family. He said, I'm wearing this shirt because I went to Ole Miss. I was on the football team. I realized it was an old booster shirt. And he said, The only reason I'm not in prison is I got a football scholarship, and now I'm an executive in Memphis. He's like, but I'm coming from back home in southern Georgia, and I'm worried about the boys. My family, when we've, the boys in my family have been headed to prison ever since we came over here as part of the Georgia penal colony.
Uh-huh.
And this reality of families being trapped multi-generationally in poverty exists for whites. It exists for blacks. There's 16 million and change whites in poverty, 8 million blacks. And what Dr. King was trying to teach all of us when he was organizing the Poor People's Campaign, and that's when he was assassinated, was organizing that campaign, is that racism is a wedge designed to split us, and that everybody who's disempowered because their political numbers are cut because they're divided on lines of race is hurt. And that ultimately, if you go back far enough, that wedge was created by a colonial system that was threatened by European indentured servants and penal colony members rebelling alongside African slaves. And so the three big lies I get into, I'd say the most important one this weekend is the lie that racism only hurts black folks and people of color. And the reality is racism hurts everybody who's trapped into poverty because the ultimate purpose was to make sure that the poor were split so they couldn't rebel together to demand a better wage or demand better education for their kids.
Well, this is one of those things where obviously among the many, many devastating misconceptions that are spewed out there and that many Americans embrace are the ideas that the most of the crime and most of the drug addiction and most of the family breakdown in this country occurs only in the black community. The truth of the matter is that when it comes to beneficiaries of welfare, when it comes to drug deaths, when it comes to murders, white people are the majority, as they are in most things. And again, this is one of those reasons that I have so much trouble with the term white privilege, because it implies almost a blindness to that huge number of people who are white and are in trouble. We will be right back. We're just in trouble with time. With Ben Jealous, his new book is just out. Never Forget Our People Were Always Free, A Parable of American Healing. We'll be right back.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's an honor to talk to you because I think you got the best talk show in the United States.
Thank you. I agree.
This is The Michael Medved Show.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News update. On this Martin Luther King Jr. Day, crowds gathered at his memorial on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. to remember the man and his message at a wreath-laying event.
Because every time I come here, I derive inspiration. And I hope that you do, and as children and generations yet unborn come here.
Martin Luther King III there, he also said his father continues to have an impact on the country. Rain and mountain snows are continuing in California. Some parts of the state have received more rain in the past 2 weeks than all of last year. An additional 1 to 3 feet of snow is expected in parts of Northern California through tonight. That storm is expected to move east and disrupt travel all across the country from Colorado to Michigan. Tim Berg, USA News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Pleasure speaking to Ben Jealous. He is the former head of the NAACP. He was recently appointed executive director of Sierra Club on the environmental side of things. He is the author of a new book called Never Forget Our People Were Always Free, which is a phrase he learned from his grandmother, who only recently passed away at age 105. Sounds like a remarkable woman. And you meet lots of personalities from a totally remarkable, totally American family in the book Never Forget Our People Were Always Free. We were talking right before the break. I raised the issue of this term, white privilege, which, as you know, infuriates a lot of people who hear it, who think about their own families, white families, that have been anything but privileged, that have suffered from poverty and hopelessness and family dissolution. It's the world of J.D. Vance writes about in Hillbilly Elegy. Yep. And so much else, and immigrant families as well. My grandfather, who came over to this country in the early 20th century, was a barrel maker and had never been to school. And so what do you say to people who believe that the emphasis on white privilege that you hear so much about today is really something dividing rather than healing racial divides?
Yeah, generally I think taking academic terms into the public square, it's just a bad idea. You know, it's just a bad idea. There's really no good that can come of it. The way that we need to talk in politics is the way that we talk in our congregations, the way that we talk in our communities, and increasingly the way that we talk across, you know, racial lines in our families. A lot of conservatives, a lot of progressives, you know, have mixed families now. And I think nobody doubts, you know, I mean, it's just scientific, for example, that, like, for your first job in the minimum wage economy, that a white man with a felony record has a slightly better chance than a black man with no felony record of getting a job. I think if you wanted to term it, maybe white advantage, but privilege, you're right, it sends people right to all the poverty that they've dealt with, the struggles that they've dealt with, the drug addiction. I mean, I look at my uncle, who's a manager in a lumber yard, as he always has been, And, you know, he's been up against a lot, and he's dealt with a lot with one of his kids who's had a tough time. And he'll concede, you know, that like when applying for a job, you know, he probably gets, you know, a second look in a way that the black guy might not. But you start talking about privilege. He's not sure what privilege he's had, and he has a strong case to make. You know, I think rather than like just assuming and saying like that the white experience is this, and then using some academic term, what we need to do is listen to each other, talk to each other, find common cause. You know, that's how Newt Gingrich and I, for example, figured out that we were both committed to shrinking America's prison systems, making sure that people who were drug addicted got rehab. You know, that's how Nathan Deal, the Tea Party-backed governor of Georgia, as I talked about in the book, and Stacey Abrams and I all worked together, playing our different roles. She is minority leader. He is governor. Me is the kind of the outside agitator to pass through the sweeping criminal justice reforms in Georgia a decade ago. You know, Arnold Schwarzenegger, in his candor, you know, he's probably the closest living equivalent we have to John McCain in a lot of ways, in part because he comes out of competitive sports, if you will. And, you know, I wanted to go sit down with him and ask him for help opening up employment opportunities for, you know, men and women coming out of prison, a lot of whites, a lot of blacks, a lot of Latinos in California. And he looked at me and he said, "Of course, Ben." He said, "You know, I was a bodybuilder," like as if anybody could forget. And he said, "And like half the guys in the gym had gone to prison, and they all need jobs, Ben. They all need jobs."
Right, because it being not it's not so easy to get a professional bodybuilder job. You have lie number three that you talk about in the book is a lie that says racism only hurts black people and people of color, which we're getting close to here. What is the main destructive impact on white people that you perceive from racism?
Trapping folks in poverty. You know, the white poor are essentially invisible right now. It used to be that way with the black poor. During the Great Depression, all the images in the media of the poor were almost always white people. After the Civil Rights Movement, it's been almost always black and brown people. And it has a profound impact on our society. It frankly leaves a lot of folks wondering why they should help the poor, because they don't see the faces of their families reflected. And yet those decisions hurt all the poor, white and black. And again, there's almost twice as many whites in poverty as blacks. The trick, you know, is quite frankly, if we want to move forward, would be for the media to show the full face of the social problem. And when we do that, in fact, people move forward. An example, Mike is, if I can call him, Mike the opiate addiction problem. It used to be that we only showed black folks, frankly. We talked about it as criminality. We locked people up for addiction. And then a bunch of sheriffs in the Mid-South and the Midwest, frankly, were burying people that they went to high school with, and they decided to release the photos of the corpses every week from opiate addiction, from heroin, from pills, from all of it. And it turned the tide of social opinion, and suddenly people said, "Oh, my gosh, this is an addiction crisis, and we need to deal with it as such." And part of that is that when people see faces of people like them in the media, then they realize that it's a trend. It's not just a tragedy in their own family. And you know,
when you talk about your own family, I mean, your family, which is so remarkable, which runs to enslaved people, to Robert E. Lee himself, and Dick Cheney, if you actually look at your family, given the rates of intermarriage that we have now and the almost universal approval of people marrying across racial lines, is your family in some senses pointing a way to a future?
You know, I hope so. I live in Pasadena, Maryland, which I think wrongfully has been called the most racist community in Maryland. I live here. Kathy Hughes of Radio 1 lives here, and quite frankly, people are quite lovely, but there's been some hate crimes out here, two of the incidents at my own house. With that said, man, you know, when I'm at the YMCA at the pool with my kids, a lot of families wearing conservative movement T-shirts or hats have black grandchildren, you know, old white grandparents pouring a lot of love into their black grandchildren. And that's just the future of this country. You know, people fall in love and they really don't care what anybody thinks anymore. And, you know, we've gotten rid of all the laws. And we just need to understand that, that love that, two high school kids can feel for each other is something that we can actually multiply throughout this country. But it's going to require us listening to each other, dealing with each other as individuals, and also, frankly, being willing to be vulnerable and share the common struggles. You know, I buried a couple family members to homicide. I buried some to suicide, too. When I was a teenager, I was freaked out because there was a surge in black teen suicide. But when I dug into the numbers, suddenly I realized that the biggest demographic of people dying from bullets in this country, the most frequent, wasn't young black men of homicide or suicide. It was old white men from suicide, and we don't talk about it. So I called my dad, who had just turned 55 at the time, and I said, Dad, I started out doing this research worried about guys like me. He said, I'm now really freaked out about guys like you. And we just got to talk about it so we can find, we can figure out solutions for everybody. So, yeah, I think it's the future, and I think we can make a better future come faster if we actually act like we're one American family.
And on that that note, what could be more appropriate for this Martin Luther King Jr. holiday? The book by Ben Jealous is, again, it's called Never Forget Our People Were Always Free, A Parable of American Healing. And it's also an amazing family chronicle that will remind people, to some extent, of some of what was so captivating about Roots when that came out. Check out the book. It's at, post our website at michaelmedved.com. When we come back, some things to remember about the origins of this holiday. Some of those Republican origins of this holiday. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a MedHead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on MedVed History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want, to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. MedHead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner, and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a MedHead Plus member as soon as you can.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You have to go back to 1983 when this day became a holiday, when we decided to have the Monday closest to Dr. King's actual birthday. I believe his actual birthday was yesterday, but this is now a national, a federal holiday. And one of the things about it is there were a few outspoken Republicans who were opposed to commemorating Dr. King with a federal holiday. And one of them was a governor of Virginia, former governor of Virginia, was a member of the House, who, when they were talking about Dr. King's death and the riots that followed his death, there were terrible riots with at least 43 people were killed, 27,000 arrested. There were riots all across the country. There needed to be 58,000 National Guardsmen deployed. And there's an infamous speech that was given in the House by William Tuck, who was a former governor of Virginia and 8-term congressman. And while he allowed that, quote, the killing of King was a misfortune for the country, he went on to blame Dr. King for provoking his own murder because, quote, he fomented discord and strife between the races. Can you imagine? This is after the assassination. We have come a very long way. And part of what made that possible was the bipartisanship, which people crave today, with which people approached the idea of creating a King holiday. And yes, there were people who opposed it because they thought we had too many holidays. Eventually, they made room for this holiday by combining Washington's birthday, which was February 12th, with Lincoln's birthday, which was February 22nd. It's all put together now into President's Day, which is a change that I wish they hadn't made. But the King holiday was fought for a long time by a guy named Newt Gingrich. And in fact, in the book that we were just talking about with Ben Jealous, he gives Gingrich credit for that. And it was signed into law by President Reagan, which is pretty amazing. That was November 2nd of 1983, in the middle of President Reagan's first term. And by the way, just to give you an idea, at the signing, there's a recognizable young senator from Delaware. Yes, young at that time, is named Biden. He's there. He's sort of he's been around for a long time. But here is the CBS News report. It's clip 2 on Ronald Reagan's signing of the bill. Listen.
All traces of his recent reservation and hesitation were well out of the picture today as President Reagan went ahead and signed a Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. National Holiday Bill.
With no further mention of his earlier reservations, President Reagan today signed the bill which makes Martin Luther King's birthday a national holiday. Just 2 weeks ago, Mr. Reagan said he would have liked an unofficial holiday, such as Lincoln's birthday.
I would have preferred that, but since they seem bent on making it a national holiday, I believe the symbolism of that day is important enough that I'll sign that legislation when it reaches my desk.
At that same news conference and in a letter to a prominent conservative, the president seemed to indicate that Dr. King's patriotism might have been open to question. But today in the Rose Garden, surrounded by Dr. King's widow and dozens of civil rights leaders, Mr. Reagan had only praise for Martin Luther King.
The traces of bigotry still mar America. So each year on Martin Luther King Day, let us not only recall Dr. King, but rededicate ourselves to the commandments he believed in and sought to live and sought every day.
Okay, and again, today there is at least more attention than there has been, I think, in the past, to the religious depth of some of Dr. King's messages. One of the things that I write about in my book, God's Hand on America, is what he called his kitchen table conversion, where he actually, and he's only talked about this in one occasion in his life, that he heard God speaking to him directly. This was in the midst of the Montgomery bus boycott at the very beginning of his career when he's in his 20s. By the way, the whole story is there. We have a special history program, not just the history of the holiday, but the history of Dr. King and his extraordinary life. It's called Providence and the Prophet, The Meaning of Martin Luther King. It's at Medved History Store. And, of course, like all the other history programs, for people who join and subscribe as Medheads, if you are a Medhead Plus member, all those history programs are yours free. John McCain, as we were hearing about, is somebody whose family, before gained great fame for generations in the U.S. Navy as four-star admirals, his father and his grandfather. McCain's father had been family had been a slave-owning family. And he initially opposed in Arizona, where things were very, very controversial about that holiday. McCain began by opposing the King holiday. But on April 4th, 2008, the 40th anniversary of the King assassination, he went to Memphis in the Lorraine Motel and apologized for initially opposing making MLK's birthday a national holiday. Here's what that sounded like. It's clip one.
We can be slow as well to give greatness its due. A mistake I myself made long ago. When I voted against a federal holiday in memory of Dr. King. I was wrong.
We all make mistakes.
I was wrong and eventually realized that in time to give full support for a state holiday in my home state of Arizona. I'd remind you that we can all be a little late sometimes in doing the right thing. And Dr. King understood this about his fellow Americans. But he knew as well in the long term, confidence in the reasonability and good heart of America is always well placed. And always that was his method in word and action to remind us of who we are and what we believe.
Okay, that was in the middle of a presidential campaign against the first black nominee of any major party, Barack Obama. And, of course, McCain lost that campaign. But that day in the rain in Memphis, Tennessee, with some of the crowd, you could hear some of the voice saying, everybody makes mistakes, and then others who were less kind. It's memorable the way that Senator McCain tried to get in front of that difficulty. Coming up, we have the opportunity to speak to Juan Williams, who is really someone that was written deeply and movingly about Dr. King and his message. And by the way, so does a very conservative newspaper today. They have an editorial by the editorial board, not the New York Times, not the Washington Post, the New York Post, the conservative voice in New York. It's part of the News Corp empire of Rupert Murdoch that is also owns the Wall Street Journal. And they write, were Martin Luther King alive in 2023 to celebrate his 94th birthday, what would he have to say about his nation's contentious racial landscape? America is a far different place from the nation that saw King felled by an assassin's bullet in 1968 at the age of 39. The United States has seen an African American serve two terms as president, something King likely thought even his children would never see. Blacks routinely serve at the top levels of the cabinet, on the Supreme Court, two of them, in the Senate, as well as the House, as state governors. Indeed, race is no longer any barrier, not just to the ballot box, but to elective office. Such achievement surely would cheer Dr. King, for it was all a long time coming, and it came about because the movement of which Dr. King was the public face fundamentally transformed America's sensibility. So where do we go from here? We'll be talking about that, coming up with Juan Williams and more. Will it be stopped by a debt ceiling? That and more coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.